This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Spring is here at last.
Spring fever.
My heart's beating fast.
There is no doubt now. Love is in the air.
Get up, spring is everywhere. Well, if you feel the wonderful
spring,
just grab a car.
I see we have all kinds of things going on wrapped around spring. The weather is improving around the country. It's quite nice in California this past weekend, although I didn't see Jennifer. I did see the sun.
Yeah. And then some rain came after you left.
Oh, gee. Into each life a little rain must fall. Yeah, that's part of the spring initiation. The clocks are going to change. Spring is about, 3 weeks and a day or two away. And so here we are, the pathway to betterment for lots of people, depending on where you are in the country. I think that I have always thought this program, The Good Day Show, with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, is a path to clarity for people. We help explain well, hopefully, to the point where you understand what's going on. Some certain things we have explanations for. I mean, the idea of questioning what's going on, questioning authority, just basically dropping questions that you might ask yourself or you might want to answer. Explain to yourself and then maybe explain to others. There certainly are. I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about my grandson who's 9 and a half. There's a lot of whys these days.
Yeah, I bet. And a lot of I know better. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. There's plenty of that stuff going on. Here's a story about a new mud home that has been built out of hemp and mud. For those of you who think the sky is falling, Chicken Little will be right around the corner. And if we don't do something fast about energy waste and all the methane gas from cows, or you name it, whatever the thing is, there's a new home that's been designed with thick mud walls, part of a project, the construction of more energy efficient homes, the idea of, what can you create? What can you do? And so there was a prize offered. This architect, Anthony Hudson, used a lot of old construction methods. I mean, if you look around in Europe, for example, they're not so much here in America, but in Europe, there are a lot of homes that kind of look like they were made of mud. And if you go to some of the better places, Jennifer, in England, where they have thatched roofs, very thick thatched roofs still on the homes, you'll find that there's a lot of mud in there where the construction of the roof meets the side of the house. Mm-hmm. So this is not something new. The ingredients, pretty simple: hemp, straw, mud, and water.
It
mixed together.
Like a mask.
I was thinking that too, actually. That, what is that, blue stuff that you put on your face?
Yeah, anything. And it's all colors these days. But yeah, a little mud pack on there.
Yeah, right. This is the new home has 3 bedrooms in it. A normal size, about 2,500 square feet. It's the first time this kind of construction. Isn't it interesting? What's new what's old is new again. Right? It was 500 years ago. They would build the buildings in England with this sort of thing. And it was the thatched roofs allowed for solar warmth. So isn't it fun to bring mud construction back into reality for projects? And they expect this could be something that would really expand, because the Earth is very sustainable, as we all know. Right? It's not as bad as some people think it is. And therefore, it is, what are you doing on your typewriter? I can hear you typing away. What are you typing away?
Oh, I just sent a quick yes, I'll be there.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. You can count on me.
Well, because, you know, sometimes people want something right away, and you just have to make sure that they know it's okay. Yeah. Right. But I'm with you. I'm listening.
Yeah, I know.
Mike Paxson.
All right, so I want you to help us. It's only days until a possible shutdown, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't see any clear path. You think it'll happen?
Yeah, I do.
But that's not good. That's not good. I don't even like putting that thought out there. But
I know. Well, I just am a realist, and I've talked to a bunch of people who this week have that are in Congress. First of all, it's silly, and it's a bad look just for everybody to go home on vacation and this is
still
going
get paid.
On. Right.
Everybody gets paid.
Congress went on a break. They're coming back to work on Wednesday. So the fact that they went home, a lot of congressional representatives, a friend of mine who's a Republican in a Democrat district said, I want to work on this. Like, I actually want to get this stuff done, but yet we're being sent home and there's nothing that we can do. So I think there's that frustration. There's also the frustration that they're not close to a deal. I think that the speaker is getting a lot of pressure from the Freedom Caucus that they're not going to sign a deal unless he makes a deal with Democrats. I don't think he's prepared to do that.
But why do you need him? Why do you need those buttons? There's only 14 of them. Who cares?
Because the divided Congress is by 3 seats right now. Republicans can only lose 3 seats. And so if you have a bank of votes that's 14, you're in trouble. And so this is part of the frustration.
The question asked by the population, the people who vote these guys in, is your fault. I say this, I've been saying this a lot lately. Look in the mirror. The reason there's a problem is because of you. You vote for these clowns who can't seem to get it. What is wrong with these people?
And but I the just reason. Don't love, and I don't say much nice about California, but California has a law that requires a balanced budget, which is why you're hearing all of the trouble building now again for Newsom and people saying that there could be another recall because he went from having a surplus to now having a $76 billion deficit in 2 years.
Look at all the money they waste on stuff that is of no consequence.
And he bought an election. He saved himself from the recall by sending debit cards to people. I mean, the guy is just...
he used Larry Elder. He used Larry Elder as a punching bag. That's
but
my
he also sent
out
these debit cards to everybody with like $700 to $1,400 on them.
You mean like Joe Biden is doing to pay off
with
debts?
With school debt, correct.
College debt and stuff, right.
But this is both of those behaviors are the perfect example as to why we're in this mess. And so we can't balance a budget. We do these continuing resolutions. So then every 3 months, you're faced with the same issue, and that's the government
the
shutting down. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, I look at these people on one side. Elizabeth Warren from my state is one of the big problems. And then she wants to blame all the Republicans. And John Tester, who is a farmer from Montana, is in the Senate. He's up for re-election. He was livid. If you see the interview that he gave, livid about the possible shutdown. He said there better not be a shutdown. We're doing this every 6 months, pretty much. He said this is bull crap. That's not what he said. It's bull. Yeah. And that's where we ought to be able to say that word on the radio, don't you think? I mean, come on.
I think we could get into so much more trouble.
Yeah, but why?
I think you can say anything.
Why would we get...
Wait, the C word or the S word? Trouble?
No, S.
Oh, boy.
The S-H-I-T word.
Oh, come
why
on.
Shouldn't we be able to... We had the television program Schitt's Creek, and we were saying it all the time. And
it's
the only difference between that and the other word is one T.
It's not that you can't say it or why you shouldn't say it. I just, you know, you want to be a family show. You don't need kids walking around saying that word.
Really? I suppose I could ask why.
Okay. I'm going to start calling you your grandson. Start saying, okay, Mom.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so let's go back to the problem of Congress. March 1st and is March 8th. This is something. So apparently Biden is having a big meeting with the congressional leaders the next day or two. So why do they go on vacation? Why do they go out of town
at this
point?
That's my question. I mean, I have a lot of friends in the Republican caucus who ask that same question. Like, why did we take the break? We should have worked right through it. At least make the appearance that you're trying to fix it, even if you're not. You know, even if you're sitting at your desk playing tiddlywinks, at least it looks like you're doing something. Right now, look like everybody went home.
So who's doing what in the Senate when it comes to the impeachment against Mayorkas.
And this I hear they're putting it on hold until they can fund the government because they don't think
Nice. Yeah.
Right. Because you've got to, you know, I mean, you've got to actually have the government open before you can launch into an impeachment inquiry or an impeachment trial.
The Schumer's office says that if we close the government down, it'll cost between $1.66 billion and $3 billion to open things back up again. So, you know, all these hardliners.
It costs money to shut it down. That's part of the problem. That's why a lot of Republicans aren't for the shutdown, because it costs money. But then they're kind of the anarchist branch of the, I think, of both parties that say, well, let's just shut it down and let's just see what happens. And, you know, I mean, the saddest thing, because all of the government gets their money back anyway, the saddest thing is when
they all get paid.
Families.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the military families who live paycheck to paycheck don't get their paycheck to paycheck.
All right. Meanwhile, the West Virginia House of Delegates passing a bill that will eliminate school vaccine requirements for those who claim religious exemptions. Why has this taken so long? This should have been done 4 years or 3 years ago when this stuff all started. If you don't want to have a shot, you shouldn't have to have a shot. It's way beyond this. The whole thing is way beyond this kind of discussion. There should be no vaccine requirements for public schools when it comes to this sort of thing. Yeah, there are some vaccines that are necessary. Go ahead, Jen. No,
I just got all excited. Because did you see Dr. Phil on The View this week?
I did not.
So Dr. Phil goes on The View, and he's got a new book out, and he starts going all into how we did so much damage to ourselves during COVID, and that it wasn't about the vaccine, but we're going to pay the price for knocking children out of school. And the ladies on The View, of course, did not like that. But he just went in there, like, told it out, like it how it is. And they didn't think that was too great. But it was interesting. If you get a chance to go back and look at it, it was a good conversation.
I believe, and so do most people who are in the medical community, vaccines for chickenpox and measles and mumps and polio and stuff like that, tetanus, those whooping cough, those things that are necessary. Right, right. This stuff was not. You're right. That's an interesting way of putting it. They were real vaccines as opposed to this stuff provided by the government that was not a real vaccine. All right, 18 after. Did you know this was a good day? I hope you did.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all for the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women, but hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here we are on the Good Day program into social media. Understanding social media is part of, you know, what we're trying to help you with here, with a lot of recommended stories and thought patterns. So in this portion of this hour, we take apart social media from a technological point of view, or from not just the gossipy stuff that you hear being talked about all the time, the things that are trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think in this case, the Supreme Court grappling with free speech questions, weighing laws in Florida and Texas, Jennifer, that seek to impose restrictions on the ability of social media to the companies moderating content. Is this the appropriate thing for the justice system to be doing? Does it fly in the face of the free speech amendment and the you know, the arguments for free speech? If you either have it or you don't have it. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the people bringing this court case think that we need to curb, and in essence, that's what they're saying, curb free speech. No more free speech. But yet some of the things that are published or that are posted are awful. And so, you know, when does it, in the bullying
have the
stuff.
Social media companies curbed free speech all on their own? That's the other question. This is really not an easy issue, because a lot of these social media companies are operating as utilities. And so then you have to wonder how they can kind of skirt some of their own freedom of speech laws. And then you look at China and you see that China's version of TikTok is a lot different than the version of TikTok our kids use. And you go, okay, is that bad? I mean, it's a tough one, because in my heart, I think parents should be in charge of the social media stuff that's on there. But at the same time, I don't like more government oversight. I don't like the government telling us or being the gatekeepers, for instance. I like parents and families deciding that. But it's really tough. It's tough to try to figure out what the right answer is here. I don't envy them, because I personally am torn as to what to think. I mean, the easy answer is, yeah, have some sort of oversight, but then I don't really trust the body that's going to be overseeing, because the government hasn't earned our trust very much.
What's to trust? Right.
Right.
Well, it's lost our trust as far as that's concerned. So these arguments are being brought about. This was a 4-hour session. Oral arguments at the Supreme Court. Majority of the justices are skeptical that states should be allowed to prohibit platforms from barring. So this is a double negative, in essence. Should states be allowed to prohibit platforms from barring or limiting the reach of some people who are admittedly problematic users? Does that violate the free speech rights of the companies? Companies are happy to do it because they own them and they say they're private companies. And so that's where the sticky wicket is, as you pointed out. How do you mitigate this? It's not easy, and it would seem not to be fair and not to be constitutional. And this thing could go on and get really YouTube, Facebook, social media, X, whatever it is. So, you know, what do we do? There are a lot of these trade groups say the laws infringe on free speech rights of companies under the First Amendment. Protects, you know, everything, the government.
Yeah. I mean, the thing you can do right now
really sticky.
Is be a parent. That's the thing you can do right now. And it's hard because kids are getting a lot of pressure to be on certain platforms. Kids are getting a lot of pressure to have those phones earlier and earlier. But you can still be a parent now without the government oversight. I think the rub is that so many kids just don't have it. So then is the government supposed to step in and protect them?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at each of the individual members of the Supreme Court. As you know, I have no use for Clarence Thomas, so I don't really care what he says. But Alito, he's pretty smart. But then there's this, you know, all the arguments about what's been said about Trump becomes the, once again, here we go with Trump, the lightning rod here. Anyway, the discussion's not over with this by any stretch of the imagination. 28 after the hour.
Still coming up short at the supermarket? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging 5 fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred? Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you good day, sir. This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Effective, my dear Watson. Elementary, my dear Holmes. Elementary.
Those were the real guys. The original Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes. Aren't I silly? Yes, I am. Okay. General Horn with a great laugh. Yeah. The Doug Steffen Good Day program at 34 and change after the hour. This is the story of a Kentucky couple who ended up winning $50,000 after they found a ticket that had been lost for a long time.
Oh, that was mine.
All right, this. Oh, damn. This. Well, sorry about that. This all began when Mark Perdue bought a Powerball ticket for the October 30th lottery at a store in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Regular customer, he goes in there all the time. When he returned about a week later to buy some soda, he was congratulated by the store's owner. The guy says, "What do you mean? What did I do?" And the store owner said, "You won the lottery." And he looked at her and he said, well, yeah, I wish. She said, no, no, you did. I have it on video. And then, the hard part, he couldn't find the ticket. So he and his wife spent 3 months searching for the ticket, and they thought, okay, I guess this is gone. He beat himself up, as you can imagine, thinking that he threw the ticket away. His wife was not kind to him. She said, I threw the ticket away, but that was an old ticket. And then maybe it was not the old ticket. Maybe it was the winning ticket. Anyway, so this guy, basically, I guess the only way you can interpret the rest of the story, Jennifer, is he had luck on his side. A couple of weeks ago, a manager from one of the plants in town paid a visit to this fellow. He's got his own business and needed to use a company car. And so, yeah, he said, well, why don't you take that car out there? And they went out to make sure the car was clean, and there it is. The winning Powerball ticket was sitting in the front seat.
Wow.
He picked it up. That's my ticket! And then he went to the... He thought the ticket had fallen out of his pocket, and probably did. That's how it's on the front seat of the car. He was shaking when he went into the store to pick up the check for 50... well, I guess it was 36 after taxes. It wasn't 50. It never is. They pay all the damn taxes. So, anyway, and then I was looking around at some other stories, Jen. This guy isn't the only recent lottery winner who experienced maybe a lapse in memory, is the best way to describe it. In early February, a guy from Nebraska named Lucas Swarthout forgot about a $2 scratch-off ticket that he purchased. He left in the glove compartment of his car. He was cleaning out the glove box, he said, looking for a VIN number, and he saw the ticket was unscratched. So he just scratched it, and bingo bango, he gets a brand-new Ford 150
wow.
pickup truck, a crew cab, pickup, right? Truck. There you go.
Yeah.
$81,000, that's what he won in that deal. So the truck was worth $81,000. Cool, cool, cool. All right, here's some space stuff.
I'm trying to figure out this week.
Yeah, there is. So the Odyssey, is that how you pronounce it? Odyssey? How do you pronounce it?
I was saying
Odyssey?
Odysseus, but I don't know Odysseus. If that's right. Yeah.
I don't know if it is either. Anyway.
Thank you.
The thing,
it was my
yeah,
best guess. Yeah. There was just a lot of S's, so I just did my best work. Yeah.
So there was an announcement made that the lander fell over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Sort of like our president. That's weird.
Yeah, right. Thank you. It hit a rock as it was landing, and it tipped over. Or at least that's what they believed happened. And so the payloads that were in there, nobody seemed to know, because on the backside of the moon, you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all battery-powered. And so now at the, I don't know that they figured this out. It's been 4 or 5 days since this happened. It was launched, I think, a week ago. Today, or Wednesday or Thursday, from Kennedy Space Center, went into lunar orbit, and then it descended and landed on the moon's surface. There were no images that were sent because the stuff that would send back the images were in the rocket fell over. So what do you do?
Well, there were some tense moments because they didn't think it was going to land. And
right.
I guess it was like a 10-minute period. So maybe during that point something happened. Who knows?
Yeah. Don't know. I haven't seen clarification of it yet. Maybe somebody's got more info. I'm usually right on top of the stuff that's at NASA. I was talking to my grandson the other day about he was working on a project for Black History Month, and we were talking about black astronauts and stuff. He's doing the project on Althea Gibson, who's not a well-known black athlete. But so we started talking because I got him looking at the NASA. He loves the space stuff. And so we started talking about the fact that NASA is seeking volunteers for a second Mars simulation mission. They're looking for a second round of volunteers. This project is aimed at discovering what it'll be like to live on Mars. Okay. So this is the second time that's been announced. Second time they're looking for a different family or a different group of people who'd be willing to live on a fake version of Mars at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for a year. before they actually send humans out to the actual planet. So there are three missions that have been planned. This one is called CHPEA, which is also known as the Crew Health and Performance Exploration Analog. You love how they come up with these names. They want four volunteers to live in a 1,700-square-foot simulated home near the Dune Alpha on Mars. Anyway, they've come up with a habitat that they made out of 3D printing stuff, living quarters. Can you imagine that?
It's just pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure is. Yep. So they want us to simulate the challenges of a mission to Mars. All you got to do is look at the movie, The Martian, that Matt Damon was in. I would say that pretty much summarizes anything and everything you could run into up there. But they'll be doing tasks and that sort of thing. And, of course, they'll have simulated spacewalks, and they'll have the robots to do a lot of operations. They'll have to figure out how to make them work. And then how do you plant and grow crops? They're going to do that, again,
like the
using the atmosphere. Yeah, right. That's back to it.
Just some poop and potatoes, and you got it.
Poop and potatoes, that's it. What a recipe, right? Poop!
That's how my fellow Irishmen survive all the time, too.
And potatoes. I was reading an epistle from a friend of mine who was driving through Palm Springs. I have some friends who have a home. They live across the street from me here in Framingham, but they also have a home in Palm Springs. So they sent me a picture of what they saw. Not that it's new, because all of us who take the 10 to go to Palm Springs see the same thing. But the way they took the pictures, it really sort of set me back. You know, you go by, go sort of toward 29 Palms. I don't make this too local. But when you drive out of Palm Springs, you see the miles and miles and miles of windmills that this guy put in. He used the term littering the mountains, and I hadn't thought about it that way before. But it is. When you look at the pictures this way, I probably should post
this. Oh, like blocking the beauty of the mountains. Is that what he means?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these things are, you know, they're all there. You can't miss it. When you go down the 10 into Palm Springs, you cannot miss these windmills. Now, is this, when you look at the point here, is we have defaced hundreds of acres of land for these damn windmills. And so what would be better, to have the landscape eaten up by all these windmills or to have a power plant in there, and, you know, it took up maybe 4 or 5 acres of land. And, you know,
nuclear... Those windmills, I've told you before, are not even powering California. So you're littering California with the windmills, and they're powering Phoenix. They're powering Arizona. And I think that's ridiculous. Like, why would we have all of that in our state, all the stuff we're paying for on our land, and then we send it somewhere else? I don't know.
This just shows you how stupid, and I don't like using that word, maybe dopes. We should have a new segment called Dopes in Office.
Sometimes they earn that stupid title, though. They really work hard for it.
Yeah. Including at the moment with what's going on in the potential shutdown. But anyway, the point is that you have, trying to limit the amount of fossil fuel in the atmosphere, that's good. And that's okay. It's good, well-intentioned by most of the people who are doing it. But how you do it, you do at all costs. You know, electric cars are nonsense. There's the only place electric cars are selling really is California. They are really not selling even here in Massachusetts, which had a lot of similarities and stupid with California, especially with some of the new leadership. The new governor is a horror show.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mayor of Boston is even more stupid. It's just like we're digging a hole trying to find stupid people to run for office. And the more we dig the hole, the more stupid these people get. I looked at that and I started thinking, why not have a 3 or 4 acre plant that deals with a nuclear power plant?
Yeah, and they're afraid of the word. That's what the problem is.
Nuclear?
Yeah, that's what they're afraid of, even though it's clean.
Yeah, of course it's clean. Yeah, what do you say, well, what do we do with the spent rods? What are you going to do with all those batteries from those damn Catholic cars, good Doug. Electric cars. What are you going to do with them? Or the other lithium batteries that there's no use for them? None. Okay, I've got that off my chest. Okay, police are investigating Taylor Swift's dad.
Yep.
Apparently he beat some guy up. Was it a photographer? Is that what it was? It looks like it was a photographer.
A paparazzi, I think, is what it was reported to be. And I don't know. I think we need to know the facts, because sometimes those paparazzi can be awful, and sometimes they deserve a little push. But at the same time, you want to make sure that it wasn't just someone who was victimized. But I can't imagine Taylor Swift's dad going around and victimizing the paparazzi.
What kind of a guy is he? I don't know that much about
him. I don't think we hear much about either one, the mom or the dad. But I do know, because of all the Super Bowl fever, that somehow he used to play with Andy Reid, who's the coach of Kansas City, because Andy Reid knew Taylor Swift through her dad before she was even famous.
Really? Well, anyway, this guy's 71 years old, and the guy who came up to him at the wharf where he was working was 51 years old. I don't even know how she came into the picture. I don't think she was even there.
I don't know if she was either. She's been touring, so I don't know exactly where they were. But that was the big headline.
She has a big boat, and apparently it was in Sydney Harbor, and they were on it. Maybe that was it. And so this guy kept taking pictures and pictures and pictures. So her father told this guy to get lost, and then there was some.
And the 71-year-old still got it, I guess.
Umbrella, exactly right. Well, those of us who are that age, we still do have it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
48 after the hour here on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stockwell is on Goodwill Health. he does have goodwill. There's no question about that. It's Good Day Health, however, and not Goodwill Hunting that we have on the air at the moment. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Nook, a chiropractor, practices at a clinic that he has in Salt Lake, which deals in part with the problems of the upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, that sort of thing. That's the specialty that is Nooka Chiropractic. Not many people in the country practice it. Jack practices it and then some. But he also has a lot of focus in his clinic on your heart and your health. And there are a lot of great supplements that he provides to folks who are there from Standard Process. So we had a conversation last we visited about those very supplements. And you were very good and very specific at educating people as to the difference of something that is a naturally grown product that gets used in a supplement versus the artificially produced stuff from a factory. So I went downstairs to the cabinet where I have, you've never visited my house, but trust me, there's plenty of Standard product. Well, you know that because you send them to me, but the Standard, I usually take about 30 different supplements a day, some of them the same. And then I came across some things that I am using with regularity, but you made me think last week, well, is this stuff good? The first one that I found was from the vitamin shop. It's a no-flush niacin capsule. And I'm trying to remember why it was that I thought I needed no-flush niacin or niacin in my system at all. And then I was thinking, didn't we talk about niacin and some people having too much niacin and you don't really need as much as some might tell you you need? It's dangerous.
Well, anytime you get a supplement from food, a food concentrate, you don't need nearly as much as you would probably need synthetically. But synthetic supplements are always missing an awful lot of that particular vitamin that Mother Nature put in there. Vitamins are living biological complexes. And the stuff that comes out of a laboratory is just a copy or of a particular part of the vitamin that was identified in laboratory studies. And then they build this particular chemical structure and try to pass it off as the real McCoy. And it more often than not leads to vitamin deficiencies. I mean, there's, right, you know, there's, I was going to say, there's no real similarity between a real vitamin from Mother Nature and a vitamin from the laboratory than there is between hamburger from grass-pastured beef and the Impossible Burger that's made out of soy. Those things are as different as night and day. So are synthetic and natural vitamins, different as night and day.
Before we go back, let me just finish the niacin question.
Yeah.
Do we need it, and what's the natural way of getting it if I'm not to take this vitamin that's
whole
not
grains,
produced from nature?
A good source, organic whole grains, of course, meat, animal products, are especially livers, loaded with B vitamins. But
right, last week,
with grains, rice, whole grain rice, not white, whole grain.
But that's not, I mean, there's so many things boiling over here. The cereal companies and the stuff that they put in the cereal, that's grain-based, but yet that's not something that is recommended by people like you. You think people should stay away from
it was the grain when it was grain when it was harvested. It wasn't grain when it showed up in a box in the grocery store. I mean, what's left there is
processed.
Yeah.
All right. So you were listening to me talk to Ken last week, the other doctor on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, about staying away from red meat because it affects you if you're older and maybe in danger of having prostate cancer. And so you have taken apart some of the studies. Actually, it's been a long time since I put the two of you together. I should do an hour with the two of you, or maybe 2 hours to run, because most of the time the 2 hours run together anyway on the stations that carry it. Anyway, so the difference between commercially raised beef and the stuff that's out in the pasture, that's something that wasn't taken into consideration in that conversation. So you say,
well, that's, anytime you hear studies like this, it's almost always commercial animals. And I have told my patients, stay away from commercial animals. They're loaded with antibiotics.
But they don't, they don't know, because they're not, the industry has kept people, there's that whole famous thing in California where farmers wanted to have the beef labeled that was naturally grown, and these guys from Monsanto fought it, and they won. So,
Well, they had more money than the poor farmers did. It's just anytime you depart from Mother Nature, there's going to be problems. And so when the study comes out and says the consumption of red meat leads to heart disease, cancer, and everything else, it is commercially raised stuff that's loaded with chemicals. You didn't see these kinds of cancers until antibiotics showed up in meat.
Well, that's a fair statement for sure. Check out Jack at, well, there are all kinds of things. JackStockwell.com is a good place.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.